Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, as usual, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, our great and awesome God, you are worthy to be praised, and you're worthy to be honored and glorified because you desire that we would know you and your ways. You want us to know your Son, Jesus. And Lord, you want us to know the truth concerning the things that are, and those things that have been, and those things that will be. We love you, our sovereign God, and we ask that you would bless our time in your word, particularly in this book of Esther today. As we study it, we ask you to empower us to live according to your ways. And we'll give you thanks for doing so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Mordecai Over the House of Haman. It's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 8, and verse 2. On the day when Haman was hung because of his plot to destroy Queen Esther and the Jews, Esther was given control of Haman's house by King Ahasuerus. Mordecai was also presented before the king, and now for the second time, he was in a position to be honored by him. In chapter 8 and verse 2 of the book of Esther, we see the reward that was given to Mordecai by both the queen and king. We read, "And the king took off his ring, which he had taken from Haman, and gave it to Mordecai. And Esther set Mordecai over the house of Haman." First we see, "And the king took off his ring, which he had taken from Haman, and gave it unto Mordecai." At some point between the time Haman was condemned to die and his actual hanging, Haman was stripped of his royal ring, which gave him great authorities in the kingdom of Persia. This is the ring that was given to Mordecai. Now, rather than simply sitting as a humble servant before the king's gate, Mordecai would preside over many aspects of the governing king. Mordecai's position of lowliness was completely altered to a position of great power. Secondly, we read, "And Esther set Mordecai over the house of Haman." Esther was given the house of Haman by King Ahasuerus, and now she could distribute Haman's wealth and belongings to whomever she desired. Who other than her cousin Mordecai would be more suited to run Haman's former wares? Can we even imagine for a moment what this must have been like for Mordecai as he took over control of his enemy's house? This has to be one of the greatest turns of event that have ever been recorded in time. Where Haman once thought he had control over most of the kingdom except for his one enemy, Mordecai, he had no idea that it would be just a short time and his enemy Mordecai would have control over his very house. We have an enemy against us as well, Satan. His desire, like Haman's, is to destroy us. And sometimes it seems that his power is great. As we consider the total turn of events for Mordecai as shown by this verse, let us keep in mind the words of Jesus as written in the Gospel of Luke in chapter 10 and verses 19 and 20. "Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." We have the promise of God that the power of the enemy shall not prevail against us. And when we look at the reward of our lives, for those of us who have received Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we have the promise that our names are written in heaven. May we ever remember, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Next time, we see Esther plead for her people. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.